Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Scrapped WrestleMania 37 plans revealed, plus the shocking reason behind Chris Jericho's WWE departure, and we chat to Effie all about his big gay brunch. For Wednesday, April the 7th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Excuse me, Nia Shana, congratulations on your victory tonight. But are you confident that you'll be able to defend your championships this Sunday at WrestleMania against the winners of the Tag Team Turmoil match on night one, which features teams from both Raw and SmackDown?
I mean, do you need a sip of water after the longest question ever? Of course we are. Why would you even ask that?
Such a stupid
interesting, Nia and Shayna, because I can think of a few reasons why.
Yeah, because you guys are real confidence shakers.
Shaking in my boots.
What about us?
What about you guys? We beat you two. Oh, cheating.
Yeah, move out of the way.
Or us.
You guys don't even go here.
Yeah,
you know, what are you doing?
Or us?
Excuse me.
Me.
Wait, do you even have a partner? Well, Carmella is reviewing the resume, and I do have a pullback.
Okay, all right. You guys have a match on Saturday, a tag team turmoil match, and the winner of that match faces us on Sunday.
Tell you what, I'm going to miss playing the weekend Save Your Tears on the podcast. I think it's a banger. WrestleMania 37, hours away now. Takeover goes down tonight. More on that in a little bit. But looking to WrestleMania, we've got details of some scrapped plans for the show. How a match very much changed shape, I think, for the worse. I very rarely say that. I'm the more optimistic guy at Cultaholic, but we'll get into it. WrestleVotes tweeted out last night, original idea prior to the women's tag team turmoil match being decided on was to have the annual women's battle royal where the final two would be winners, quote, and form a tag team the next night. Much like the WrestleMania 15 Battle Royal that Test and D'Lo Brown won and then lost later to Owen Hart and Jeff Jarrett. I remember that WrestleMania live. It was... I don't think it's a terrible concept. I really don't. I mean, we are very much burned out on the idea of here's a tag team that doesn't get along. It's been a trope that we've very heavily used over the last 6 months in WWE. But in not doing this, you miss out on a golden opportunity to do something real feel-good at WrestleMania, and that's put the Iconics back together. You could have had Billy Kay and Peyton Royce in that Battle Royal finishing last, and lo and behold, on the grandest stage of them all, you have an Iconics reunion. We're not doing that, so let's stop talking about it. Instead, we are getting the Tag Team Turmoil match that will feature Naomi and Lana teaming up, along with Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke, the Riot Squad, and Tamina and Natalya. Teams entering in intervals. Once team gets pinned, they're out of the match. Another team enters, etc., etc. The winning team will then face Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler on night two of WrestleMania. However, they might have accidentally spoilt a part of this match, have WWE, because a graphic went online just the other day that featured an additional team in Billy Kay and Carmella. This was something storyline-wise that was mentioned on Monday, Billy Kay saying that Carmella's looking over her resume right now, and it looks as if that already was decided upon as a team because they've already made a graphic for it. Now, that tweet was removed, but it was up there long enough for somebody to snapshot it, and we now know it exists. So Billy Kay is part of WrestleMania, teaming with Carmella. Sad it's not Peyton Royce. You had a gift you could have taken advantage of, and you chose not to. That's on you, WWE. Before WrestleMania, we have two nights of NXT TakeOver. The first thing you will see as part of TakeOver Stand and Deliver is the national anthem as delivered by shredding rock superstar Nita Strauss. And I was very lucky to have a chat with Nita Strauss last night.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited. And, you know, just kind of like everything this last little while, it was all very last minute. Everything that we've done with WWE has been sort of like at the last second, like, hey, you want to come down and do this? And my answer is always a resounding hell yeah. Of course, I want to come down and do that. Luckily, it's a great time for musicians. We're all available right now. So no one's on the road. No one's busy. So it's a great time to hop in the car and take a nice little 12-hour drive to Orlando and come and play some guitar.
You were part of Shinsuke Nakamura's entrance at WrestleMania. You've done stuff with Mick Foley's stage show as well. And a lot of people will compare your WrestleMania experiences and your wrestling experiences with those of Alice Cooper, since you're part of the Alice Cooper band.
Yes.
Do you and Alice have conversations about the wrestling work that you're doing?
It's interesting because Alice's WrestleMania experience at WrestleMania 3, it was so long ago, you know, almost seems like a different world for him. But he still keeps up with everything. Mick has come to see our show. And what was really funny was he was in the elevator with Mick coming down, and Mick said hello. He's so gracious. You know, Mick Foley, the nicest guy in the entire world. And, you know, Alice was there with his assistant. And afterward, his assistant told him, he said, do you know who that was? And he said, no, that, you know, that big guy is in the elevator. That was Mankind. And Alice said, oh my God, that was Mankind. Like he got really starstruck. And, you know, I brought Mick to the show that night, and he told him that story, and they had a good laugh about it, you know. So he's definitely still a fan at heart.
Hear more from Nita Strauss and find out what three wrestling matches Nita Strauss would watch while stranded on a desert island in a very special Desert Island Graps later on today on the Cultaholic podcast feed.
After seeing all of this, I didn't realize you'd go all out like this, because I got you something too, but it's nothing compared to this. But can I have it, please? I'll give it to you anyway. I mean, like I said, it's really not much, especially not compared to this, but it comes from the heart, man.
Thanks.
Go ahead, open it.
Okay. Dude, I can't, I didn't know you were gonna get me anything.
I know it's not much, but
it's perfect. A new list. I mean, it's great. I mean, the other list is getting beat up, and it's getting full. How come my name's on this?
Kevin, no!
What is going on? I don't understand this.
Chris Jericho is a part of WrestleMania weekend, which is a weird thing to say. He is going to be the guest on the Broken Skull Sessions. This was revealed over the weekend and set the wrestling internet ablaze with this announcement. Chris Jericho has been chatting about his departure from WWE, which led him to AEW. He was talking about it on Inside the Ropes, and he says, quote, there's no bitterness when I tell this story, or no anger. It's just the way it is. I've been working in this business for a long time. So you mentioned Kevin Owens and Jericho, and we had the best story on the show for months. One of the original plans for Vince's mouth to my ears directly was the main event of WrestleMania was going to be Jericho versus Owens for the world title, and Jericho wins the title for the first time ever as a babyface. I've never been a babyface world champion ever. Weird to think of it, right? 7-time champion as a heel. Next week, the plans changed. Vince did not tell me, though. Goldberg versus Brock for the title was the picture, because that's what they wanted to do. That's fine. Maybe from a marquee standpoint, that might have been a bigger money match, but from a story standpoint, ours was worth more. But the difference was, we went from the main event to being put on second, and that's an insult, because the second match is just another match. Either you're on last, or you're on first. and maybe the semi-main event, but that's it. Those are your big money spots at WrestleMania. Jericho explained that it made him realize whatever he did for the company wouldn't matter, so decided later that year to leave. And that was the straw that broke the proverbial camel's back and set the wheels in motion for Chris Jericho to be a part of All Elite Wrestling and to break the internet as he did in 2021.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
AEW, sticking with them, they're making the most out of WrestleMania week. Not only are they running their first ever house show in Jacksonville, Florida, if you're heading to Tampa, Jacksonville's a couple of hours away on the road if you wanted to make the trip to AEW one night and see some live wrestling. Not only that, but tonight on AEW Dynamite, Mike Tyson is returning to the show. This was a press release that was put out yesterday. With AEW Dynamite up against TakeOver Stand and Deliver Night 1, they are pulling out Iron Mike. Tony Khan told Sports Illustrated, quote, "There are many reasons I wanted Mike to come back. He made a huge impact last year at Double or Nothing, and we're at the point where we can bring him back in front of our fans. The fans who have come to our shows in Jacksonville have added so much to AEW, and it's important for me that our fans get to see him live. We are excited to have Mike back." So if you're not watching Stand and Deliver tonight, you can watch Mike Tyson on AEW Dynamite. Sasha Banks was talking to GQ magazine. The conversation turned to how she stays motivated, and the answer gave us quite an interesting little bit of a little flavour of something possibly to come. Sasha Banks says, "There is still so much to be done. There's always work to be done, and it's more internal than external. I love to put in the work to help it grow within itself. I mean, I beat Drew McIntyre last year. It was in that mixed tag match on Monday Night Raw. So I would love a singles match against Roman Reigns. Just to show that I really am the number one in the company." Sasha Banks versus Roman Reigns. Bit of fantasy booking for you. Get yourself thousands of stories directly into your ears by choosing Audible. And if you do so via cultaholic.com, you get a free audiobook on us. How about the story, the real story this time, not that one from Journey into Darkness, of WWE Hall of Famer Kane. Mayor Kane, the book, the autobiography of Glenn Jacobs, is available for free when you get Audible. And even if you choose not to keep Audible after your free 30-day trial, you can keep the wrestling book on us. That's a gift from me to you. Find out more at cultaholic.com/audible. Oh, It's not just about WrestleMania this week, not just about TakeOver either. This week, so many independent wrestling shows are descending across the Tampa area and beyond to showcase what they do. It is a wonderful return to form for GCW. Last year, we were meant to see GCW's The Collective, a series of huge events channeling all different types and shapes and styles of wrestling for multiple different types of audiences as well. But with the pandemic hitting just as WrestleMania was about a week and a bit away, all those events came to a halt. This year, they're very much back. GCW The Collective Remix, one of those shows taking place on Saturday, April the 10th, is Effie's Big Gay Brunch. And I had the pleasure of having a chat with Effie all about that show.
Tom, I feel freaking crazy. And like the event is coming up so rapidly. And I was talking with, you know, a few of my fellow performers from the GCW roster the other night in a group chat. And we sort of had the vibe of like, you know, what a fitting sort of end to COVID, hopefully, of like the final show we've got to push through. We're going to follow the mandates. We're going to get through them. We're all, you know, either vaxxed or getting vaxxed. The country is getting vaxxed. We're moving really towards that at a very rapid pace. But to return to the big show that was kind of taken out of everyone's hands because of COVID and finish that up under those restrictions, outdoor, mask required. You know, we want to put on the big full dog and pony show and keep everybody safe for this, you know, final push. You know, you can't give in at the last second and let the COVID come back like the Texas Rangers or whatever. You gotta at least mask up till we know, like, hey, 99.5% of the people rolled in on it. There's some crazies in the mountains, but we seem to be good to go. I need that signal before we're all kissing and jumping in the ring again. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Now, when you were last with us on Cultaholic, it was for Desert Island Graps, and it was as we were getting ready for Effie's Big Gay Brunch. Well, in 2020, that's what we were building to. And then 2020 happened and it wasn't a thing. Like, talk to us about how you felt like a couple of days following that, as the dust was sort of settling on this show, this whole week of stuff that GCW had planned, and it all fell through. Sort of, where were you at as that was all going on?
It was not the most fun. So, I mean, and particularly in my situation, I've spoken about it a little. I also had quit my job that February, and then March hit, and then I was like, oh, so I'm not going to have, you know, show income. I'm not going to have wrestling income. I'm not really going to be able to sell as much merch. I'm not going to be able to do anything. And I've already set the plan to move and give up my other income. What am I doing? Like, am I planning on just like going downtown and trying to set up a merch table on the corner and saying like, don't y'all remember wrestling with my mask on? No, you can't do that. So you start adapting, you start figuring it out. It was daunting at the time though, to go from like, hey, your name's everywhere. And I also in a way felt like, okay, well, you were going to provide this opportunity. You were going to have all these new talent come out and do all this big, you know, gay stuff and have all these big entertainers come over and, you know, out of no fault of my own, but it did suck to know that like we had to put it on hold. But that's why that opportunity in Indianapolis presents itself and you're like, all right, well, it's not anchored by WrestleMania. It's clearly not in Tampa, Florida, like a vacation. We're in the middle of a pandemic. We're in a concrete building, but everybody went out there and gave as much to wrestling as they could give to that. And the show ended up being a success in a lot of ways. And now moving forward and getting to this position back in Tampa, I almost feel like there's a better looseness amongst the wrestlers of, you know what, we have pushed through this year. A lot of these people have been working through the pandemic, getting tested every week, getting, you know, masks constantly, dealing with travel during this time. So they've worked really hard, even through a hard time. And it's going to be good to kind of push through this. And I think the fans are, you know, even if you're just tuning in at home, which I hope people do, because not everybody can go to Florida at the tail end of a pandemic. I get it. If you're tuning in from home, you can at least sort of see that, like, hey, they're really trying to push wrestling in a big direction and trying to push it forward and trying to try some new stuff. And I think people will leave feeling rewarded enough. You know, of course, I'm trying to sell the pay-per-view, but honestly, we're putting our freaking heart and soul into this one.
What opportunities have presented themselves with Effie's Big Gay Brunch in 2021 that probably weren't on the table for your original show in 2020?
Well, it's a lot of like, thank gods that are not included. And a lot of like, you know, what we know now through the speaking out movement and people who were going to participate, who at that time were being added to the show, you know, oh, well, we'll get more wrestling clout on the show. We'll get people who wrestling people know. And that decision, and I think that burn within our industry has set a lot of people on a different path. And I'll pitch to AJ Gray right here and say, you know, I could point to my show and say, oh, look, I'm booking people I trust, I know. But I look at AJ Gray, and AJ Gray is a no bullshit kind of guy, to put it plainly. And when he's booking a show like For the Culture, he's going through and he's going, I'm looking at talent. I'm looking at who are the people who are not going to cause me problems. Who are the people who are going to come in and do the job right? And who are the people who are going to be enjoyable enough to be around backstage? And it's rewarding talent because he is actively always searching for who those new talents are. But it's also a gut trust of, we really got to do better. And the easiest way to do better is to hold close to our guns and go with people we trust. And in that way, we've pushed a lot of new names into the spotlight because of that. But really, it's been out of a feeling of, we've got to book people who we know front to back and we know as human beings, and not just as an email and a performer who we can have some background on and we can know who they really are. And those people come out and really shine, and they may not have had the opportunities before because they're not willing to go in and do the devious things to get things done, but they're getting stages and opportunities now. And it's really good to see that the fans follow along with that. And the fans are happy to see us move in that direction and saying, we would much rather have people in front of us that we at least can verify somewhat, you know, before we're throwing money at them and paying them for pictures and stuff, you know?
Yes, there's a big card of action for Big Gay Brunch. A few matches that we're seeing this time that we would not have got a chance to see last time. I don't want to say pick your favourite, because I know they're all your favourite, Effie. But is there anybody that we need to be looking out for on that show? Any match that you're particularly excited by?
Well, I think some of the matches that were announced later that weren't singles matches may not have gotten as much attention. And I did just announce what I consider to be a historic match, honestly. There's a lot of scrambly matches, six-man matches, six-person matches happening around WrestleMania. But originally, and they've been on board since the beginning, shout out to Boy Butter Lube. They make excellent lubricant targeted for gay men, keeps your skin so fresh and clean. They have a wonderful line and array of products, but it is also unisex, females, gender neutral peoples. You're all welcome to use Boy Butter. It's just a funny name and it's cute. But in this scramble, I really wanted to present an opportunity where I'm saying, okay, guys, it's a silly name and it seems silly, but this is real life corporate sponsorship on an LGBTQIA run show. We have the support of the city behind us. We have people from, you know, the Tampa Pride District coming in who are excited about the show and excited about what we're doing within the Tampa community. This is real stuff that is verifiable. I mean, they've had huge ad campaigns on the RuPaul's Drag Race show. So in Florida, they're a known brand as well. This is something where people are going to see it. And at first they're going to go, what? And then it gets that many more eyes on it. They have a whole gay audience that's never watched wrestling. And now they're putting our content out over to them to say, hey, this wrestling show is happening that we're being a part of. And it's going to have all these different gay talents. You might be interested. Turns out there's some crossover in those audiences. But in that match, we have people who, I guess you could say, are on the rise. I mean, you have someone like Alley Cat, who I think Alley Cat is on the rise in the sense that she's truly finding herself and she's truly letting go. I asked for people in wrestling to lose their minds a bit. And she's someone who's done it so effortlessly over the last year and in a beautiful way, where her wrestling style has evolved, and it's had to with this slew of opponents. But now with these new up and comers coming in and a whole new slew of LGBTQ talent and a whole new slew of talent willing to be open about themselves, we've got guys like The Whisper in this match. We've got Killian McMurphy, who's straight up has lost his mind. I had a conversation with him about that. He's known as an Irish shooter, but real deal, he's nuts now. It's perfect. We've got Jared Evans in the match, who has been screaming at me online about an opportunity, thinking he's main event Britney Spears. And I said, come take the lube then, son. We've got Ashton Starr in this match, who's been tearing up the Southeast. Finals in the Cassandra Cup against Edith Surreal. Incredible performance. And we've got, did I say Frontman Jaw? I got onto Frontman Jaw because of Devon Monroe, and they come from the same area. And Frontman Jaw has now been openly pansexual for about a year and come to terms with that. And I'm excited to be able to have him on the show and to showcase what he does. I always say it's very easy to talk, but it is not always easy to do. People ask why Effie can talk so much shit. It's because I do. And the results are there behind the shit I'm talking. And Frontman John talks a lot of shit, but from what I have seen so far and from what I've gathered in the matches I've seen, I think he can do as well. And so he's got a big opportunity here to showcase that in this match. This is such a new slew of talent being thrown in front of people who may not be familiar with them. And in the wrestling world, we often take that for granted. We pay attention to wrestlers as they're coming up, but this is a new audience and a whole new world of people that are like-minded, that are looking to find those new stars and looking to find those new people to follow. So I hope they shine out there.
If people are heading to Tampa, where do they get tickets from?
All you got to do is go to effygaytampa.eventbrite.com. That's effygaytampa.eventbrite.com. We will have walk-up tickets available. I ain't too proud to beg. Please come to the show if you're in the area. Wear a mask. We are very limited capacity. This is typically a venue that holds 4,000 people. We will have roughly 10 to 15% of that, you know, what is legal capacity. Mask required, outdoor. You can still, you know, go over to the side and get mimosas and drink those real quick and come back over. But you got to follow the protocols in the show. It'll be a great time. Or on Fight TV, just search for Effie's Big Gay Brunch 2. It's a $13.99 stream. It's easy. It's fun. 11 a.m. We go live. We'll be done by 2 at the absolute latest, but probably 1:45.
Twitch.tv/cultaholic. I've been away from it for 2 weeks. I suppose we should be getting Link out of the belly of the whale, shouldn't we? How about a Legend of Zelda stream today at twitch.tv/cultaholic? We'll go live at earlier time of 1 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. I will see you then. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel, check out the latest wrestling news from us as well. What do you mean you haven't watched all 5 hours of the every WrestleMania match ranked from worst to best video? Get on that immediately. Also, check out 9 pitches for TakeOver WrestleMania 37, including something that involves Matt Hardy kicking the forbidden door down, and a very unique way to see the return of Keith Lee. That's on our 9 pitches for WrestleMania 37 video at youtube.com/cultaholic. On the podcast feed, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps in just a few hours' time, featuring Nita Strauss from the Alice Cooper Band. We'll hear her doing her thing, playing the national anthem at NXT TakeOver tonight. Ahead of that, we're going to chat about Nita Strauss's favourite wrestling matches. Tomorrow on the podcast feed, if you loved hearing Effie just then, he is back doing Desert Island Graps Revisited. A previous guest to Cultaholic Island, Effie and myself are going to watch the Hollywood Backlot Brawl from WrestleMania 12. It is a watch-along podcast that you are very invited to join Effie and I to watch, well, along. And if you want the latest wrestling news as it is breaking during this very busy week in the world of professional wrestling, and if you want to find out a little bit more about WrestleMania facts and stats, if you're looking to fill your brain with numbers about WrestleMania, check out 10 fascinating WWE WrestleMania facts and stats at cultaholic.com right now. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.